Come take my hand and see the world around you. The time is right, just let the light surround you. And step by step, you feel it coming alive. The feeling deep down inside, and you've got nothing to hide. To reach the top, you've gotta keep on moving. Don't let it stop, just gotta keep on moving. I know you're doing your best, you're stepping up from the rest. Just keep on passing the test.
Indeed, yes, Power Up Nation, it is all about climbing higher and burning brighter. Welcome to another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. Yes, so it is great to be back with you for another Power Up session as we continue to get energized and powered up for the week ahead, and we continue to remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So I hope that your week is off to a fantastic start. Looking in the calendar, yes, we're already in the third month of 2024. So today, March 5th, 2024, we're already in the first week of March, which tells us that the year is speeding along as it always does. So my question for you, as always, is what are you doing to continue to work on that important life goal that you have set out for yourself? And I'm really happy to report that we're doing a whole lot more this year with Push Past 10. You know, I wrote that book back in 2024, and then life just kind of took off with everything else that I'm doing with my radio programs, with my Facebook Live programs, with, you know, just volunteering for different opportunities to advance Dominicans and Caribbean people at home and abroad. But this year, I decided to commit myself more to promoting Push Past 10, because I think the message is so important as it relates to getting that momentum, getting that motivation to be consistent with working on those life goals, whether you have decided to change your lifestyle to maybe lose a few pounds, or you decided to go back to school, change careers, start your own business. This year is the year that I want to see most of us accomplish those life goals that have been sitting on the shelf for far too long. So if you follow me on social media, Push Past 10, both on YouTube and Facebook, you will see that now I am posting exercise routines. I'm posting more motivational tips straight out of Push Past 10. So again, it is great to be with you here for another episode of Untapped Potential, so we continue to get powered up and energized for the week ahead, and we can continue to work on those important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So we have another packed program for you today. Today we are looking at a program that I did on Sunday that involves getting Dominica and the Caribbean ready for the audiovisual and the film industry. So I'm very happy to be blessed with a cousin named Anthony Gussie. If you're from Dominica, the name is easily recognizable to you because he is one of our Calypso legends. So he has been in the business of Calypso music for maybe about 50 years, maybe going on 60 years. He's been in the field of at least 50 years. He has been in the field of Calypso music, and he's venturing out doing other projects for the benefit of Dominica, including the importance of film and audiovisual developments for the Caribbean. So he has been quite gracious to me with regards to ensuring that Push Past 10 is on the forefront of spreading the word about this major project between him, his manager, Tony Coco Villois, as well as Kyrie FM in Dominica. So we were able to share on that particular topic last Sunday, as he brought us last Saturday, I should say, as he brought that interview to Push Past 10. So a lot of interesting developments will come from this project. So as always, I will share the first portion of this particular program with you, and then I will bring you the second part of this program to you in a subsequent program. So we won't have a tip of the week. If you're looking for tips to stay motivated, again, Facebook and YouTube, Push Past 10 is where you want to go. You want to subscribe and you also want to follow so that you don't miss any of the important information that we are sharing along the way to stay motivated, stay consistent with those goals until we are able to accomplish them. So as we always do in the beginning of the program, we talk about gratitude. What are you grateful for today? We always start by being grateful that we woke up this morning, that we have life despite the challenges, despite any little suffering that may be going on in our life, or maybe some major suffering, because we cannot be condescending about people's pain. So whatever level of pain you're going through right now, whatever level of challenge you're going right now, the fact of the matter is you're still alive, you still have life, so there's still an opportunity to overcome those challenges, overcome those pains and those problems to create a better life for ourselves. So again, don't forget to find something to be grateful for today as we get the week started off. So let's get the week started off as well with a wonderful number from Taris Riley, My Day, as we remind ourselves to embrace each and every day that we are on the face of the earth, that we are on this side of life. So let's remember to be grateful and let's celebrate as we enjoy this number from Taris Riley, and then stay tuned for our program on the audiovisual and film industry in the Caribbean.
Hey, give thanks for life. Give thanks for life. Oh, chimney, chimney. Today my rise like the sunrise, my bright and my upright. No one can broke my vibes. I'm in no care who I fight and who I criticize. I'm on the higher heights. So you can say what you want to and do what you want to. It's no concern to me. I come out my own vision, me dip on my own mission to rule my destiny. Oh, it's my day to do anything I want to. It's my time and I'll use it any way I want to. It's my life and I'm responsible for every action. It's all mine, my day, my time, my life. I beg you, easy now, give me some reason now. And don't invade my space. I'm in a different place, different face, moving on my way. So if you feel like a champion and nothing can go wrong, this one is your song. Hey, put away your troubles, put away your worries, help me sing along. Oh, it's my day to do anything I want to. It's my time and I'll use it any way I want to. It's my life and I'm responsible for every action. It's all mine, my day, my time, my life. Out there, so feeling alive, feeling a vibe, and nothing can stop me. I don't care what they think or what they say about me. Look out world, here we come, up and running. And all I'm saying is, it's my day to do anything I want to. It's my time and I'll use it any way I
How much Dominican history do you know? Want to learn some fun facts? We have a great and fun way to test your knowledge and learn more about our history. Get your copy of Dominic Anu, Dominica in Puzzle. Fun for the whole family. Available now on Amazon.com. Visit pushpast10.com to learn more. Email us at dominicainpuzzle@gmail.com or call 877-698-9894.
Pushpast10 Nation, come on in, come on in. Check in, post a message. Let us know that you're joining us. Let us know where you're joining us from. It is great to have you here. With me right here on Push Past 10. If this is your first time on our Push Past 10 platform, this is a platform that reaches about 120,000 people on a monthly basis. So we have a very large audience that tunes into our program every day. So guys, come on in, share the live, let everyone know that we're here for another exciting program. And this time we're taking it internationally. You know, a lot of our conversations happen in Dominica. A lot of our conversations are with Dominicans. But you know, we have to broaden the base. We have to broaden our reach. So today we are talking about Dominica and Guadeloupe and them being on the forefront of the audiovisual and the film industry in the Caribbean. And we're very happy to be joined with someone from as far as La Reunion. You know him well, our Caras legend, Mr. Anthony Gussie is with us. And we also have Mr. Tony Coco Villois out there in Guadeloupe. And we're going to have a great conversation. But before we do, let us just run one quick promotional ad and stay tuned. We will be right back.
How much Dominican history do you know? Want to learn some fun facts? We have a great and fun way to test your knowledge and learn more about our history. Get your copy of Dominic Anu, Dominica in Puzzle. Fun for the whole family. Available now on Amazon.com. Visit pushpast10.com to learn more. Email us at dominicainpuzzle@gmail.com or call 877-698-9894.
Yes, guys. So come on in, check in, share the live, share the live, share the live. Like Issa Bantan would say, let everyone know that we are here and let us invite our guests. We seem to have lost Alice, but I'm sure she will be back. So again, if you're just joining us, we're going to have a very engaging conversation. Today, we're talking about Dominica and Guadeloupe being at the forefront of the film industry. So this is a very exciting time, a very exciting opportunity for Dominica and the Caribbean region by extension. So joining us out of Guadeloupe, we're going to have Mr. Tony Coco Villois. I said it right. Introduce himself. So Tony, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening. Good evening to everybody and to all the audience. And naturally to my big brother and friend, Anthony Gussie.
Yes, yes. Thank you for being here. Gussie, my favorite cousin.
Thanks, my cousin.
How are you? Yeah. And thank you, Gussie, for bringing us this opportunity. You were the one who mentioned to me that you and your manager, Tony, you're in the process of bringing that all-important film industry to Dominica. So thank you for being here. Just give us a brief introduction. Just say hi to the audience.
I'll just say, as usual, peace and love and goodness. So listen, we are here to explain what we are trying to do better for our country and the Caribbean as a whole.
Yes, yes. We also had the Kyrie FM representative here, but she seemed to have dropped off. So hopefully she will join us back in just a little bit. Alice will be for us just a little bit. So Tony, let's just kind of get the conversation started and just tell us a little bit about your professional background. And then we're going to show a little bit about the history of the audiovisual and the film industry in the Caribbean. I thought that was a good place to start up. So just tell us a little bit about who you are. Tony.
Thank you. Thank you, Simon. Who am I? So I've been trained in arts and communication first. We've experienced now as a filmmaker and teacher. And I've worked in Europe, Africa, Indian Ocean, the Caribbean area, in the private sector and for governments or civil society. Since returning to the Caribbean in 2000, I've focused on the restructuring and development of the audiovisual industry in Guadeloupe and the Caribbean region. My initial efforts led to the establishment of the Cinematographic and Diasporic Trade Union of Africa in 1993 with two colleagues, one from Cameroon and the other from San Francisco. I think Anthony remember those two guys.
Exactly.
In 2008, I was nominated as Film Commissioner of Guadeloupe, Martinique, and French Guiana, promoting our region as a film location for international production and facilitating the production of local and international content. With a small team, we have established several programs to encourage professional development and collaboration between filmmakers in Guadeloupe and the Caribbean. And I'm really committed to strengthening links within the Caribbean and facilitating the Caribbean's relationship with Europe, USA, and Africa. And being the vice president of the Caribbean Audiovisual Network, I know how much without a real strategic plan of development for the screen industry of our country can be a wrong in regard to the new generation, above all with the growing of the AA. Now, without a film commission, for instance, anyone come to shoot or post-produce in your country, and apart from a few articles in the press, they live neither seen nor known. They're stripped away consciously or unconsciously the territory without giving it the possibility of controlling its own image. It has been the struggle, you know, for a long time to make the Caribbean region really independent concerning its image, its own image, its appearance, its shape, you know. So that's my first track record, I would say, about my commitment in the film industry. Now for almost 30 years fighting to highlight our talents in Africa, in the Caribbean region, and naturally in what we call a small island, our first neighbor, Saint Dominica, because I'm French, I'm from Guadeloupe, you know, and Guadeloupe is this archipelago. With this coral part and this volcanic part, it's a butterfly shape. I don't know if you know.
Yes,
it looks like. But you know, we have almost 20 screens in the theater or film. We've almost 10, yes, more than 10 film festival or event dedicated to the industry yearly. So it's and we have more than 122 film companies in Guadeloupe, whatever wow. size, you know. It means that it's not nothing, and we have implemented various aids or assistance for people in the Caribbean, not only French people, but all the Caribbean who want to develop or have an initiative in a film, we are willing to accompany them and open the window in this large crossroad that we call the Sixth Continent.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think what you're doing is so important, because what we are finding in the Caribbean region is that we're inundated with images and video and film from overseas. And we have to have a conversation about how that is impacting our culture and how that is stripping us from our identity. So I think that the film and audio visual is so important to the Caribbean. So I'm so excited that we have this opportunity
to share on this today. So Gussie, let me come over to you. So can you just tell us about how you met Tony and your relationship? I know you guys have been together for 30 years, so maybe you don't even remember how you met. So just kind of tell us a little bit about that relationship, and then we will get more into our discussion.
It's a very simple and honest thing that happened in Guadeloupe once at that time, 30 years ago, was this lady. She was working on a TV station they call Canal Plus, and I knew her. She knew, but I didn't know Tony, and she wanted me to meet Tony, and she wanted Tony to know me. So what she did, she invited both of us on a TV program. That's how I come to make acquaintance with Tony. Mm-hmm. And from that day, when we leave the TV station after the program, we went straight to my home, 12 of us. From that day up to now, it's continuing our life like this 50 years ago.
Wow. Today. Yeah, and just tell us some of the successes you guys have had over the years. Albums, travels.
I was surprised because he was saying to me that he was going to school, primary school or whatsoever. And he said he knew me, and he loved one song of mine that time for sure is Uto Meshan, Nom Meshan.
Yeah.
And I never forgot, because he said that he was going to school, and his father, which is a director of a school, also brought him that vinyl of Black Affairs Anthony Gussie with Nom Meshan. And since that day, he told me since that day, that's his favorite. In reality, up to this day, he have never told me there is an other song to replace Nom Meshan as yet, you know, with all what he know. But I'm sure this is the right communication, the right contact, and that a filmmaker. And when I saw him the first time on the TV, the first thing I said, I'll repeat the words to the journalist, I said to Tony, you is our Spike Lee in the small island for us. That's what I said to this man, not knowing that I'm going to be here again with this man that become my manager as an artist for music, because Tony is also, he's a surprise guy. He played music too. Keyboards, drums, bass, he sang. This is just an extraterrestre, how they say in French most of the time, you know. So I'm saying, and since he had do everything to make me follow, be with him, because his plan was to get me and make me become a comedian actor. Mm-hmm. This was not in my plan. Today, I am, because that's what he wanted to bring me. Apart from being an artist, musician, he wanted me to be also in cinema. And he did everything for that.
Yeah, because he saw your potential.
Well,
beyond being a Calypso legend.
well, he know best, because as I respect a photographer, a cameraman, a filmmaker, there are certain things we cannot explain. They are the only ones who know what's happening. When they see an image or someone, they know exactly what they want. I believe Tony, I can say today, I believe he have chosen me like his actor, comedian actor. He want to get involved and to develop this. And this is why today, for all these years I've been following this man, he have one word always. He wanted to go back to Guadeloupe, because I know him being director of a school in Marseille, France, in the south of France. And the name of the school was Cité Neuf Edemi. He was a director. And there was only French people in this school as a cinema director. And he always saying to me, what his wish is to come to Guadeloupe and develop the cinema graphic in Guadeloupe, because Guadeloupe is a land, as he was saying a while ago, that in all the Caribbean country, we have our own personal richness. You know, Dominica alone, you know how many films we can realize in Dominica?
Oh,
they did already, like in the Indian River, but we have so much images we have to protect, because mm-hmm. image is a thing that we have to protect in our islands. And this man, I realized he was the right person, because he'd been doing this already as a commissioner, protecting all Guadeloupe land, La Réunion, Martinique, those that's already advanced more than Dominique and the other part in the region. So that's where we had this follow-up and plan, that when he developed and reaching the point like having put in the cinema school in Guadeloupe, well, wow, this was it. But when that school was there, I said, well, now we have a school in Guadeloupe.
In the region.
Now, yes, because we can have children coming from all the region of the Caribbean mm-hmm. and follow up the school to become an actor or comedian whatsoever, because cinema haven't got no age.
Right. Right. And so we have a lot to talk about today, but I'm happy Alice was able to join us again. But I can already tell that the synergy between you, Gussie, and Tony is the right relationship to get this off the ground and make this a success in Dominica, because the original cultural and identity implications for us as Caribbean people. So Alice, thank you so much for trying to log in. Just kind of tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your professional background, and then we're going to jump right into the presentation on the audiovisual and film industry in the Caribbean.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon. It's a pleasure here to be with such wonderful men and women. Good to be in great company. Thank you so much. My name is Alice Dalrymple. I'm a business consultant by profession. I hold multiple consultancies for several companies, both locally and regionally. My main consultancy I work for is the United Nations Development Program, which is the UNDP, doing project management. And I do management consultant for Cairo FM. Cairo FM is one of the four main stations on the island in the Nature Isle, Dominica. And we broadcast throughout the Caribbean, the region, and internationally via several streams. We have four frequencies, 88.7, 91.1, 93.1, and 107.9. So wherever you are in Dominica, you should be able to hear Cairo FM. If you can't, then you give me a call. I'll make sure you hear it, okay? Mm-hmm. And so we are one of the stations, and we also do Cairo TV. Now, Simone, you may have known before, you had TV, you had two television stations here in Dominica, but yes. Since they closed, everybody went, you know, via Facebook and doing all of this online streaming. There are no television stations in Dominica. So Cairo FM also have Cairo TV news. Mm-hmm. So we do have a TV aspect, and we also own a channel on Flow Channel. So that is where we'll be pushing all of the local content that we're going to be doing with this great partnership that we'll be doing with Tony and Gussie here. And with the, you know, the Guada, Dominica is Guada. You got to say it's like Guada, you know, you don't say Guadeloupe. You say the Guada connection. So Gussie's familiar, right? The Guada connection, you know, it's something that has been there long before I was born, you know. So coming in, we're going to do something new. We have a very great team. Also, we have somebody in social media manager, and he have all of these brilliant ideas. So mixing that with Gussie and Tony, I can just imagine what is going to stew up. And you know, Dominica, we have a lot to offer. We have
this is just so exciting. I'm just so happy that, you know, Gussie brought this to my attention, because I can see how we have all the parts. And that is what I always promote on my platform, that we have all the parts. And again, the international connections. I'm in Atlanta. Alice is in Dominica. Tony's in Guadeloupe. Gussie's all the way out in La Reunion. God knows what time it is for him. It's late in the night because we had to do this program on a Saturday, because we had to accommodate the time for him. So it is so wonderful to see how we have all the connections, all the parts, and we're bringing them together, because that is what I always think about. So many different aspects of Dominica and the Caribbean life, that we have all these parts, so we have to be willing to put them together for the success and the advancement. So Tony, let me add Alice back in. Yeah, so Tony, thank you so much for sending me that presentation. So impressive. So impressive. So I think that kind of gives us the broad scope
of what the film industry, audiovisual industry in the Caribbean is all about. But if you would like to expound some more on what we just saw, then feel free to go ahead, and anyone else can chime in as well.
Yeah, thank you. The first thing is that in this experience, we can consider that there are two premises. Wide Loop, Dominica, Puerto Rico, or whatever, Barbados in Caribbean, we still can increase our creative capacity implementing a real network strategy from the various film schools existing in the Caribbean area. A simple idea, being a land for filming, each island or country in the Caribbean can be a jewel for the world region and the world. Certain territory have grants, but not enough shooting. Certain have equipment, but not enough human resources. Certain have human resources, but no grants. Certain have location, but not enough human resources. Certain have tax rebate, but no grants. Certain have grants, but no tax rebate. Certain have film commission, but no grants. Stop. Let's erase all the but, and let's start again. We have grants. We have shooting demand, we have equipment, we have human resources, we have location, we have tax rebate, we have film commission, we have healthy assistance. Because union in strength is strength. Just to say that more grants, more equipment, more tax rebate, more skills means more education and film training in the area. How to strengthen human capital and succeed in the Caribbean cooperation with cultural identities blurred by audiovisual programs flooding this geographical area and not emblematic of what we are. The answer that is imposed on professionals in the film industry refers to the need for a collective education in audiovisuals, just like other cultures which have been able to forge together their imagery and their imagination, whatever are the languages spoken. Thanks to the universalism of the cinematographic language, facilitated and enriched language learning and reconciliation of imaginaries are facilitated. And collective education in audiovisual is necessary for the emergence of or strengthening of any collective and cultural identity, as well as new talents. This education goes through school and begins in childhood. To learn together is to develop together. Also, the idea of creating the first network of film schools and training places dedicated to audiovisual in the Caribbean is called now REACTION. And a cooperative training and audiovisual education project that respects the environment, an approach in favor of indigenous development of the territories while broadening the scope of regional cooperation by bringing populations and generations together on critical paths. The new exchange spaces created by our film school with REACTION, in particular in their interaction with all types of media, TV, Kerry FM, radio, Channel 10, or Epis Internet, the social networks of the film commissions. All that, hundreds of contacts from the international professional network. Those of the Caribbean Audiovisual Network come to feed and animate the channels opened by the Caribbean film industry itself. Film school in the Caribbean have the opportunity to increase their network and to further promote the imagination and creativity of the area from their local video libraries and educational materials. That's it. You know, there's a matter of fact. We observe in 2017 that Americans, they had to diversify their content. So Netflix invested $6 billion in the production of fictions, of feature films. This diversification supposes the conquest of other filming sites, such as the nearby Caribbean regions. Netflix is very attractive to audiovisual producers and the French speaking, English speaking, or Spanish speaking. Caribbean is in the second or third position among global consumers. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Our project consists of creating and running the first network of schools and other training centers dedicated to learning audiovisual in the Caribbean in cooperation with filmmakers and professionals from around the world. Why? Because we cannot be only consumers. It's necessary and very critical to be producers.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yes, go ahead.
No, I can't. You can trip me. So.
Yes. So we have so much to unpack, but I want to go over to Alice and invite you into the conversation to kind of just tell us how the relationship started with Kyrie FM, as well as Tony and Gussie. So how did that relationship, when actually, what was the year that Kyrie joined the conversation? And tell us a little bit about the relationship and just what you're looking to achieve by being a part of this partnership.
Yeah, so last year, Tony started a conversation with the CEO of the company, who is Mr. Frankie Bellot. And I came in on the scene because I started a consultancy with Kyrie FM, and I was put in contact with Tony. I met with Gussie when he was here in Dominica. And we've had a conversation going in terms of how we're going to do it, because Dominica have a lot to offer. And we see the partnership here doing something really good for Dominicans. Of course, it will promote interregional cooperation. It will also raise awareness among Caribbean business leaders for the potential of the screen industry. And also, it will mobilize the skills of the many young people that we have here in Dominica who want to penetrate the international film market. There's a lot of money in filmmaking that we are just maybe not tapping into. And we have some very, very skilled people here who do anime. My daughter, for example, she's 10 years old, and she created a film that I was wondering, how did she do that? And she's only 10, you know? So it's something, our students are now into robotics and all of those things. They teach it at school now in primary school, and they have all of the anime, and people pay Cartoon Network and all of these big, you know, companies. They pay a lot of money for this little, what seemed like a little anime. They pay a lot of money for this stuff. So we do have a lot of talented people here, and Kyrie FM is happy to be partnering with Tony and the team. Spices to bring out the creativity and the talent. We also have the World Creole Music Festival for us, which is a big seller. You know, packaging it, editing it, doing films out of it, doing you know, pieces and part one and a part two, and you know, that is something that will help all of our persons who are into that field. Mm-hmm. Online script writing workshops, that's something we plan to do. And we plan to have a weekly TV program as well, and also to use the radio and TV to merge together to really put out these wonderful pieces that we have. Even Dominica's culture itself, many stories that you can tell, know. And we would love for the students from the State College and those who are into filmmaking and to anime and all of those audio and video to come and to nurture that talent, to grow that talent and see where it takes you. You have pieces that can go to different competitions. There are film competitions that you can enter, that you can win, that your work can get showcased. So we see it benefiting not just Kyrie FM, but Dominicans, not just Dominicans here, but Dominicans abroad, because we do have a lot of Dominicans all over the world who are into filmmaking, audio and video. So it is something that will definitely boost our culture as well in Dominica. Many, many untold stories in Dominica, many stories that we can put and we can pen and we can produce. Filmmaking, you know, Orwin Bully, who was a writer in, you know, we want another Orwin Bully. We want 10 more Orwin Bullies, you know.
We need them.
Yes. Yeah. So we have them here. We need to nurture them. And that collaboration here will give all of those who have that talent the opportunity to nurture and grow and to make something wonderful out of this industry. Mm-hmm. So it is something that Carrie FM is very pleased to partner with Gussie and Tony on. And we're really looking forward to building creativity and bringing out all of the hidden talent mm-hmm. that we are just sitting on here in Dominica. So we're really looking forward to doing great and wonderful things. We have some very nice, young, creative minds. I want to do things a little different and twist it. You bring in the 60s, you bring in the 90s, you bring in the 80s, you bring in the 2023, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, and I'm so happy that you mentioned Alwyn Bully, because I also saw Anita's name in the presentation. So I know she's a key player as well. But when you hear the amount of money that Tony mentioned that Netflix has invested, it just tells us how much more we're going to be inundated. And I know everybody has Netflix in Dominica and the Caribbean. So it just kind of tells us how we're going to be inundated and saturated with the content that is foreign, literally foreign. So we have to have a counterbalance so that our culture, our identity is also at the forefront and our voices can be told in our stories. And there's so many production opportunities from films to docuseries to, potentially cooking shows. I mean, the sky is the limit with what we can use this opportunity to accomplish. But Gussie, let me come to you, because I know for the last, 40, 50 years, your entire career has been on showcasing our identity as a Creole people, as Dominican people, of Caribbean people, and Kalinagan African people with your music. So kind of just tell us, I can see why you would be interested in this project, but just tell us what this opportunity means to you.
Well, usually, as you listen, Tony, speak a while ago and say certain things, oblige me to think about Dominica, because being with Tony for all these years, and I'm in the program, as a matter of fact, Tony and I is Tony and I, you know, mm-hmm. So I'm in the program, I know what's happening. So first thing I said to Tony, we have to develop the region. All the small island, but as a Dominican with him in this company, we have to start with Dominica first, because I'm from Dominica. Mm-hmm. So I would let Tony go to a next small island first and leave us behind, Alice. You see what I mean? So I, as my manager, I told him, be careful, Tony. We never have no problem in our life, but if you ever slide away, we have a problem. It's Dominica first, after all being well in Guadeloupe, then we have to think about the other part of the region, but Dominica first. And that's what I realized today with Tony, that we have never changed our plans, and it's happening today. So what Alice was saying, again, is huge, because that's exactly all what I knew about my island and all the richness and talent we have in my island. Usually, you any part of Dominica, you will see a brother or sister make a joke on the street is an act already for a movie. We are just naturally people who have talent in comedian, but we don't know, because we never had this opportunity to discover. And she said also, I'll repeat it in the next way. I said it before, in cinema, there is no age. Everyone can play a role in a movie at any age, even when he's gone. Mm-hmm. And when the baby just born, she still can have a role in a movie. So, and this can help, just like the music and the sports help most of our children on the street, get out some of our children out there. The cinema is, again, more huge. It can get everyone, because you don't want to be a musician. When you're not a musician, it's more difficult. But when you are not an actor, you could be a figure. You could be part of it one way or the other. So I'm saying, Dominica, if it's all I can do for my island, make sure that one day they will understand what we're trying to develop and share as artists. This is part of my dues to my island, for the goodness of my people and the coming generation. So Tony Cocovilla, my brother, my manager, my film producer, the one who bring me into there, we've been having this plan and we are realizing it today. And I'm thanking Carrie FM because I didn't know there was a TV. I didn't know Carrie FM had a TV. I know the station, radio station. But when Tony told me about a TV station, because I said to Tony, we need a TV in Dominica. We cannot do this without having a TV station. Mm-hmm. So I said to Tony, I don't need us to go to Dominica and take a TV station that's been owned by a foreigner. I don't want that. That was the next thing, Alice, you should know. I'm against this because in this kind of a project, I want it to be a Dominican television. Regardless to who own it, I don't care. But it's a Dominica original television. This is it. This is exactly what we had need, just as how you're saying, Alice, communicating with us. That's what you was waiting, something like this for your daughter, who have this image of being an actress or whatsoever, writing movie whatsoever. Exactly. So this is what was my object, my position in all these movements. And today it's happening. I know it's happening. And we're not going to give it up. You see, because now we're in this development of explaining, doing workshop. We did workshop in Guadeloupe, which right now Tony had said that, give me that role as the godfather, you know, of our new project, you know. So this is something that really today I'm very happy about. That will make me come to Dominica more often because I have to come and participate in the workshop. I'm the godfather. I must be in Dominica very soon again. So for my people, I'm hoping that my people will be very happy and accept this with intelligence for the progress of cinematographic in our island. We need that. And then from Guadeloupe, Dominica, then it will be spread to the small islands for sure. So that's really a pleasure for me, what's happening today. Alice, I'm very thankful to Carrie FM. And I'm saying it with my heart because it's necessary. And if it was not you all, it would be who? Who else have a TV station as a Dominican in Dominica? We don't know. So really, it's something that's going to be good for the region and not only Dominica, because from Dominica, we'll be developing what they have. There'll be the foreign exchange, you know, from here and there and everywhere, because we've been everywhere already, Tony and I. We've been to Cannes 23 years ago in Cannes Festival for 15 days, representing all the Black actors of the world and scenarists, script writers, producers from America, Africa, all over. And I was there because he wanted me to be there always to see what's happening. Like he had wanted to really make me have a kind of an attitude that I cannot get away from what's happening. And he was right, because what he's doing is important for us. And knowing who is this man don't sleep. I have to call on him to eat. He just walking towards realizing these plans, and we are doing it. So for the time, I would say, sister, my cousin, Alice, we are on a good project.
Yes, this is very exciting, and I'm going to come to you, Tony, because we want to hear more about the school in Guadeloupe and the opportunities for training in Dominica as well, because we have to position our people to take advantage of this opportunity. But you would be very happy to know that we already have some of the talent we're going to need on our Facebook Live. We have author Annette Phillip, who's saying, I'm loving this as a writer. I intend to make my novel Nola's Metamorphosis into a movie or limited series, and we plan on filming in Dominica as the book story is written in Dominica. So we already have Annette Phillip, and we are also very excited to be joined by Mr. Chester Wilkins. And I'm not sure if you guys have heard the news, but Chester is from Dominica. I actually know Chester because we played in Fantapan together. So I know Chester pretty well. And he has just been selected to be the manager of this major Jamaican artist, Sizzler. Right? So that is Dominica talent. That is the caliber of Dominican talent. So now when we look at the Dominican talent, Chester and Annette and everybody else, and then we extrapolate that beyond Dominica, Think of the pool of talents we have of Dominicans in Dominica, outside of Dominica, and the other islands, duplicating this in the other islands. So this is truly very exciting and an incredible opportunity for our islands, both locally and internationally. But Tony, let me come to you so you can tell us a little bit more about the school in Guadeloupe and your programs, what you teach, what you train in, and just tell us a little bit more about your school in Guadeloupe.
Yeah, thank you. You know, the audiovisual sector today is three levels: directing the actors, which require soft skills, directing the cameras, which require hard skills, I would say, and directing brains, which require soft and hard skills. Until today, the third level, directing brains, has been a point of vigilance for our film school. Why? I said that before, but it's very critical, because the abused consumption of audiovisual in the Caribbean without education and protection of look generates isolation and cultural alienation. And training in critical thinking remains fundamental. First, with this courage, which amplifies the fantasies induced by a fascination from elsewhere. GAFAN, Google, Apple, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix. Local populations do not systematically find visual programs emblematic of their cultures and are oriented towards bouquets which offer them the greatest choice, the greatest apparent diversity. Our project in the school therefore responds to a need for information on the mechanisms of the audiovisual, the psychological transformations linked to the contemporary audiovisual domestic and professional practices in the society, particularly in the Caribbean. I was saying that Guadeloupe is the third largest consumer of productions from the American giant Netflix, and we understood that without urgently establishing proximity between producers and viewers, an entire cultural identity is threatened. It is also a source of diversity that is drying up. So we have to avoid that. Mm-hmm. The citizen is a consumer, of course, even a producer, but we want him to be informed, not abused and or abusive. For this, it had become urgent to protect views, to nourish critical thinking, but also to bring more mobility in vocations and professional careers. It means, for instance, people working in secretary, accountancy, or marketing, or tourism. It's now we need these people. Not only people who want to be behind a camera or to catch a boon or to take sound or to record. Not only that, because if we only that technicians, we cannot achieve any film. We cannot produce anything. We need everybody to build this Caribbean film industry. Mm-hmm. And the wrong was that we had only people for acting or people for directing camera and no one for managing. Simply managing the project.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, our film school wanted to facilitate access to culture in general, as well as awareness to the economic power represented by the audiovisual industry in our Caribbean environment. We then set priorities, our raison d'être, such as understanding the mechanism of the modern image on thought, on civil society, young people and the general public. We teach that. Mm-hmm. We have to introduce a movie. You don't go to the theater just like that to watch a movie. It's wild. It's not us. We have to accompany the child to explain what is a theater, what is a film. Okay, if we want us grow up and be talent later, mm-hmm. It's not only to put them in the theater and say, okay, they watch a film. It's nonsense. Mm-hmm. We have to develop to transmit abilities, to take initiative, to choose, to organize actions integrating the audiovisual. Allow creative people to achieve more universal productivity through the discovery of professions. We have to show them and learning about professional life.
You are listening to Untapped Potential with Dr. Sanon. If you live in Canada, the US, and the UK and are looking for Dominica products, including cocoa sticks, bay rum, coffee, soaps, crafts, and other popular Dominica items, then look no further. You can now shop on buydominicaonline.com, a secure, easy-to-navigate website selling a wide variety of Dominica-made and Dominica-inspired products. When you shop on buydominicaonline.com, you are helping to grow Dominica's economy. Go to buydominicaonline.com and enjoy home away from home.
You were listening to a portion of a program we did on Saturday with Mr. Anthony Gussie, Mr. Tony Coco Villeroy, as well as Miss Alice Adele Rimple out there in Dominica. So we had an international panel with us. We had Gussie out there in La Reunion. We had Tony out of Guadeloupe. We had Alice out of Dominica. And as you know, I'm in the Atlanta area. So again, just celebrating the ability to connect internationally via social media and via technology. So what I think I will do, because this was a 1 hour program and I played the majority of the program today, I would just encourage you to visit Push Past 10 to see the final portion of this program. So again, PUSHPAST10.com, pushpast10.com for the rest of the program. The entire interview, the video portion of the interview, is now playing on Push Past 10 as the featured video. So I would encourage you to check it out for any portion of the program, because there was also a slide presentation including with the program, but I had to edit it out of the portion for the radio program because it was just a presentation without audio. So you had to read through it. So you will be able to see the actual presentation, which documents the history of the audiovisual and the film industry in the Caribbean. So you don't want to miss that particular portion of the program. So again, pushpast10.com is where you will be able to find that information. And while you're there, don't forget to click on our YouTube channel for any videos you may have missed along the way. So, for example, if you missed the program and you don't see the video on Push Past 10, all you would do when you go to the YouTube channel, of course, we want you to subscribe there as well, you would simply type in the title of a particular program and it will easily pull up the video that you're looking for. And while you're there, check out the other programs that we do, Q95, as well as everything else that we cover. So just hang out on Push Past 10 for a little while. Also click on the past episodes of this program, Untapped Potential, for any program you may have missed along the way. So I truly want to thank you for being here with us for another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. Again, this is where we come to get powered up and energized for the week ahead, and we remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. And how do we remain consistent with those life goals? So we have a lot more great programming coming up for you as we get the year off and running. So don't forget to follow Push Past 10 on Facebook, as well as to subscribe to our YouTube channel to ensure that you don't miss the live episodes of the programs that we do. So with that, we want to say we hope that you have a wonderful week today. This week, remember, your life story is your strength. The challenges you faced along the way have prepared you for the challenges that you face today. So remember to tap into your potential potential. Stay strong, stay active, stay productive, and stay engaged. Until we meet right back here next week at the same time, you have...